You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's fight against the coronavirus pandemic continues, with the death toll jumping to 16 after two more deaths. Across the country, there are more than 3,900 cases of coronavirus. But Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has offered some hope for worried Australians. He says there have been signs of flattening the curve, meaning the spread of the virus is slowing. The daily growth rate in infections has dropped, and Mr. Hunt is praising Australians for taking the necessary precautions to curb the spread of COVID-19.
The most important development is the one that the Prime Minister has outlined in terms of the positive early signs of flattening of the curve. This is the work that Australians together, both governments, but above all else the people, have been taking.
The latest fatalities were a man in his 80s who died in a Victorian hospital and a 75-year-old Queenslander. Victoria's Minister for Health, Jenny Mikakos, says although the rate of infection has slowed, there's still cause for concern.
Whilst the numbers, the new numbers, are slightly down in terms of the increases that we had yesterday, the numbers do continue to trend up, and of course that is very concerning to us.
The latest Victorian fatality was the state's fourth death. Victoria has appealed to retired health workers to return to employment during the crisis, creating a website to match applicants with positions. Ms. Mikakos has also condemned people who flocked to beaches along the coast over the weekend, describing it as stupid behaviour. Meanwhile, Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the latest death won't be the last.
We know that we're going to continue to see these incidents that are happening, and I think everyone needs to realise that this person has a family and friends and loved ones, and it is indeed a tragedy. So my heartfelt condolences.
The Queensland woman had been a passenger aboard the Ruby Princess cruise ship, which has become a major source of cases. The state government is considering setting up makeshift hospitals at Brisbane's showgrounds, mining camps, convention centres and vacant hotels. Some South Australian schools, childcare centres and out-of-school hours services in the Barossa Valley will close from Monday to contain a cluster of infections there. South Australia's Chief Public Health Officer, Nicola Spurrier, says movement in the wine region should be restricted for towns including Lindock.
Travel in or out of these towns I would like to have reduced. And so I'm asking people that live in these areas to absolutely reduce non-essential travel.
Other states are urging residents not to be complacent despite recording lower numbers of cases. In New South Wales, the rate of infection has increased more slowly than in previous days. Health Minister Brad Hazzard is encouraging social distancing.
This virus can do its evil best, but it's not a high jumper. It's not a long jumper. And as long as you're 1.5 metres away from somebody else, you have a fairly good chance, a reasonable chance, of not actually getting transmission of the virus. To see what we've seen in some areas outside, and we live in a wonderful country where you can be outside, preferably at the moment, most of your time should be at home.
In the ACT, the government says it's inevitable the territory will experience community transmission. Health Minister Rachel Stephen-Smith has encouraged Canberrans to be mindful of reducing infections.
It is everybody's responsibility to slow the potential spread of COVID-19 in our community. I understand that this is a difficult time for people, that in some ways this challenge doesn't feel real for people in the ACT because we haven't seen widespread disease in our community.
The Western Australian government is also warning its residents to take medical advice seriously. The state police force is strengthening its response to self-isolation rules, with a squad checking on people and businesses to maintain public safety. The government is also considering tightening border control measures for WA. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.